mountain when you're down here looking up, isn't it? My, oh my. That's as big a mountain as I ever looked up.
Dave, do you see spurs you look up there?
The crater's in that one directly ahead. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean, Dave. Yeah, there are, let's see, one, two, three, four, at least four, lined up, going up slope. Yeah, right on the wall of the crater.
Yeah.
Just perfectly linear and perfectly uniform craters, little ones, maybe.
Yeah, but look, there's a rock just below those. I wonder if it could have bounced.
No, it couldn't have made that many. Yeah, we're going at the base of the front, we're going down into a little depression that runs along the front. We came over another north-south trending ridge, and we're going down a little bit, and then we're going to start up again.
Be interesting to see what happens to the rover speed here as we start up slope.
Yeah, because we are starting up slope.
I'd estimate 3 to 5 degrees.
Yep, okay, going to take a little lean to the left here. Oh, those weren't very big holes at all, were they? Just a shadow made them look.
Dave and Jim, what was the bearing on that chain of craters you described?
Hey, Joe. Joe, it was just a very subtle little maybe half-foot craters in the size of a 4-meter crater that showed up very well in the shadow.
And okay.
That was just at our 348 for 4.3,
okay,
where we are right now. And we stopped, and let's take a gander around and see which way we ought to head.
You know, Dave, if we can make it out that far directly ahead of us, look at the large blocks.
You mean
come down slope?
Yeah,
at 12 o'clock.
No, the antenna's in my way. Okay, that's as good a way as any. We'll head 140 from